Would you look at that? What an insane election. What a weekend. You know, it was just... I feel like we can breathe a sigh of relief. But, you know, you've got... the good part has been done. You know, the Wicked Witch is dead. And by dead, I mean isn't the Prime Minister anymore. And we can hopefully rebuild. The Munchkins will rebuild. And all the friends of Dorothy can come out of hiding in the hopes that the religious discrimination bill will now be officially put into the bin. What? Just, it's... Oh! Oh, my God. Sorry. I accidentally pushed with my thigh, because I'm fat, I accidentally pushed the lever of the seat and it suddenly went down and absolutely scared the shit out of me. I just thought that was really funny. Cool story. Where was I? This election, I mean, it's just fascinating. And I'm really thrilled at the result. You know, we don't have a major party in control. And I don't think we will. I don't think Labor will get enough seats to have them hold the majority. And I don't hate that. I really like that we're going to have a small Liberal Party, a minority Labor Party, and we're going to have, you know, 16 seats essentially will be independents in the Greens. The Greens cleaned up here in Queensland, which is fantastic. And a lot of people go, oh, hung parliament, that's not going to be much, there's not going to be no progress. I think we've had a two-party preferred system for far too long, and they get comfortable, and that's why the corruption happens. That's why you have a Liberal government over the last 3 years who thought and did get away with whatever it could. Pork barrowing. Car park rorts, just it stance on women, it stance on gays. Like they could say all these things so openly as a government in 2022. And you're like, what? Holy shit. And that's why I think we've had a lot of people vote for independents and for other candidates that don't belong to the big major parties. And I quite like that. I'm really interested to see how the next 3 years will go. And I really hope that we can be more inclusive. It just brings more inclusivity in, I think. Who knows if it will? Let's see what the next 3 years bring. But I'm really thrilled about it. I'm really happy. So relieved. What I want to talk about in this episode is... hold on, my brother just messaged me. Oh, my God. My brother just had a baby. About a week and a half. Oh, she's so cute. A week and a half ago. And I'm like, you send me photos every day. I can't see it yet because I've still got my COVID cough and I don't want to be, like, gross and disgusting. Oh, they're just out for a walk in there. I don't know, $6.5 million stroller. Strollers are so expensive. I'm like, just go to Vinny's. My brother is not the type to go to Vinny's, nor is my sister-in-law, okay? And they looked at me like, what's Vinny? Oh, Vinny's. No, they're in this, oh, God, she's tiny. She is so tiny in this pram. I think it's like an all-ages pram, and like it lasts you for until they're about 17 or 18. Which is why it costs $6.8 million. She's like a little pea in this pram. It's so massive. You know, when you adjust it and you move it and you clip, you know, it does, I don't know. Then it raises the child and sends it to university. Oh, sorry. Okay, enough admiring my niece. Blah, 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 election, blah, 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 erection, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So it was recently brought to my attention that there was a nursery here in Brisbane that shared some really sort of transphobic content to their stories. And usually I would just look the other way and think, that's really disappointing. But what I've learnt over the last 6 months, especially when I spoke about the City Point school contract, which basically said, oh, the gays aren't real and they don't come to this school and gender identity is also fake news. When I spoke up about that, it was scary. It was a scary thing for me to do. I don't usually throw my weight around on issues because I just want to drink a litre of Sprite and see if I can do that without burping. Like, my content is basic bitch content. It's dumb. And I don't like to wade into these things because I don't think I am smart enough sometimes. Although with age and with understanding politics and then understanding people and understanding Australia, I'm starting to build an image of where I think the issues are. And so I can more comfortably and confidently speak my mind. I do that on this podcast anyway. I feel more comfortable doing it here. I think in a longer form, this is feels a lot more intimate. It feels like I'm just talking to a friend and you're listening and you can't talk back. That's terrible. You can't talk back, which I don't like so much, but you actually can't talk back. It's great. It's the perfect friendship. I talk at you and then I turn you off and then walk away and come back next week and do the same thing. When I post about it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and all those platforms, it's scary. When you hit publish and, you know, to 3 million people, you know the shit's going to go in both directions. You're going to get love, you're going to get hate. City Point taught me that I got a lot more love and a lot – it wasn't hate. It was just people not understanding. Oh, but I should be able to send my children to whatever school I want. And that was like, okay, yes. However – you know, people tend to look at issues from a surface level and they don't go any deeper. And that whole podcast I did about don't take your superannuation out to buy a house is from a surface level, fantastic. I've got access, I can buy a house. From a deeper level, it's going to destroy everyone. But in an election year, all people do is promise surface level stuff and then they deal with the ramifications if they get elected. Or when they get, you know, it's all bullshit. And that's what we have to do with a lot of things. So a nursery posted memes and an article about how Coles is now introducing leave, it's gender affirmation leave, which is mean if you're having, gender reassignment surgery or going through any issues with being a transgender, there's leave allocated for that, which is a fantastic step. And obviously it gets criticism from people who are transphobic. And when I say transphobic, it just basically means people who don't understand. And that's what it comes down to. So I saw this nursery post that and I said to them, hi, I'll read you what I said, because the 17th of May was International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia. And it's basically a day to say, hey, this still exists. This is still very prominent and we need to teach people not to be scared of us. We're not going to bite you. We're not going to pull your pants down. Like, we don't do that unless you want it. Ooh, no, don't. Christian. So where's the thing? Did they pull the things down? No, they haven't done that yet. Okay, so they posted a meme of Wonder Woman and it says, my generation had Wonder Woman. And then they've posted a photo of a transgender woman and it says, your generation has Wonder if it's a woman. That's not funny. Really? It's just appealing to the bigots. It's just, like, it's not so much that it's a put down, you know, it's belittling people. And then they shared an article about Coles and they said some things. They have deleted it. I don't know why they didn't delete the others. And then they started to repost people who have called them out and called them transphobic. They're like, oh, thanks for the shout out, ma, ma, ma. So I commented and I just said the following. Hey, team, I would appreciate it if you just stuck to selling plants. Shots fired. International Day Against Transphobia was last week, and we all need to work hard to make everyone feel included. If you could please take down your stories, that would be amazing. Many thanks, Christian. Right. If you see something, say something, but be polite about it. Don't give them a reason to come back with more hatred, okay? When you see something and you say something, you can't push the other person further into their own beliefs. If you come at them with hate, they're going to come back with you with double the hate, and then you're going to go back to them with quadruple the hate, and it's just a hate circle. It doesn't work. You need to make them feel guilty. You need to go, hey, as a member of the community, just wanted to let you know that that's a little bit offensive. That's okay. You can delete it. You may not have realized. You thought it was funny. It's actually offensive. It singles out a minority who already get belittled and bullied quite heavily. If you can just take it down, that'd be great. And then we can just look the other way and you can learn from that experience, right? That is the best approach. I don't agree with screenshotting, highlighting, blasting everywhere. Okay, at least give these people the opportunity to tell you why they did that, to come back and go, oh, shit, so sorry, I did not realise, thank you for telling me. Which is why I published that. Now, they did get back to me, and they got back to me in a very calm and respectful way, which I found fantastic. I was like, great. The other people that sort of came at them with a little bit of vitriol were not greeted with that same response, which is perfectly acceptable. When someone's yelling at you, you yell back, which is why you don't yell at people, okay? So you bring yourself down. You do like a Penny Wong. She's cool, calm and collected, and she talks so calmly that when you get angry at her, it makes other people more angry, which is not what I'm going for, but that's why I love Penny Wong. Okay, the nursery has replied with, appreciate your message, Christian, probably the most level-headed reply we have received. I think it is a little unfair to suggest we have to stick to just selling plants, though. That's basically saying you can have an opinion, but only on the things I'm okay with. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying as a business, as a successful business, you wholesale plants to other nurseries. That is your job. I don't really think it's your job to comment or to belittle or to exclude any of your customers, which is what you have done. And it's not an opinion. I mean, it is an opinion. But this is why, this is the argument that I just don't agree with. Oh, but I'm allowed my opinion. No. Is your opinion that you want to murder everyone? It's not a great opinion. And it's an illegal one. Like, there's this whole idea of free speech and opinion. It's so hard to describe it succinctly because, yes, we should be able to share and say our beliefs, right? But not at the exclusion of others. You know, when the left criticize the right, they're excluding them. They're not understanding them. When the right exclude the left, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter where you sit, you're going to believe that your opinion is the correct one, right? And then you go, why can't I have it? You shouldn't be having your opinion. I think abortion is murder. And then the left come in and go, well, I think it's a woman's right to choose. And so we discredit. We don't listen to the other side. Well, why do you think that? Because my religion, you know, and then you go, oh, religion, you roll your eyes a bit. And then you try to understand and you have a discussion and you talk. And you know, the people on the right need to listen to stories. And the people on the left need to understand the people on the right. When you're brought up in a household that is in a cult or it's part of, it's so heavily indoctrinated with religion, you need to understand. You can't just simply undo that in a sentence. And so what happens is everyone puts walls up. Everyone puts fucking walls up. And it's so annoying. And I hate the left and I hate the right because they don't listen to each other. And now you have, you know, really right-wing news or really left-wing news, and then you have a bit in the middle. That's what I'm saying. You can have an opinion, but only on things that I'm okay with. That's what they say.
Oh, you can only have an opinion, but as long as it's my opinion.
No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying be a human. Be a human and understand that there are other people who are human beings, who have different life experiences, who have gone through different things. And when you post something, you're criticizing, you're offending, you're mocking their existence. That isn't okay. Why not share something more uplifting of them? Or nothing at all. Share some funny plant memes, for fuck's sakes. Anyway, the comment goes on. It says, let me read it again because I've missed a sentence. I appreciate that. I think it's a little unfair to suggest we have to stick to just selling plants, though. That's basically saying you can have an opinion, but only on the things I'm okay with. I don't think that would be a fair picture of equality. Equality? It's not how, equality is an inclusive term where we're all treated equally. If I said something about a condition you had in the way you said something about the transgender community, you would be annoyed and offended and you would say, hey, that isn't appropriate. If I was to say something about your kid, an issue your child had, you would, and don't say you wouldn't, you would absolutely stick up for your own child. And you would say, Christian, is inappropriate. Okay, that is something my child cannot help. This is the same thing. Why are we always so negative? The comment goes on. But if the premise of sharing something on social media is, will someone be offended at this? Then nothing could in fact be shared based on the impossibility of pleasing every master. No, that is absolute horse rubbish bullshit. Me drinking Sprite and not burping, who does that offend? It offends no one.
Well, it offends the people at Sprite.
No, it doesn't. I'm buying their content. Oh, I don't like burping. It's offensive. Well, don't watch it. But burping does not, it doesn't offend. It's not picking out a minority. I shouldn't say don't watch it because then that argument gets used against me.
Well, then you shouldn't be looking at all the homophobia. Just don't watch it.
No. No. When I burp, there's no minority or there's no human being of which I am excluding by doing that. I can do that on cue. Are you impressed? Right? So my content isn't hateful. Then nothing could in fact be shared based on the impossibility of pleasing every master. Weird sentence, but... It's just a really hard argument to have because we all sit on a spectrum of things that offend us and things that don't offend us, and we all have to understand where everyone sits. It's a very individual, subjective, case-by-case sort of basis. You know, like I understand what would upset Phoebe, what would upset Ben, Trudy, all of my friends, and I don't say those things. And they teach me things. From their perspective, from how they've grown up, you know, they share with me a lot of information and I use that to try and understand other groups of people that I don't belong to. The comment goes on. I've watched a lot of your content and think it's hilarious. Still, but thank you. I've also watched some and thought, that's not 100% for me. And I just scroll on. Perfect. And that's exactly what you should do. That's the framework when we enter into social media content. I can't expect that I agree with everything and everyone. And the minute it's reduced to that, we don't have free speech nor tolerance. And then they've turned off comments, so I can't reply to it, which is why I'm recording this podcast. Because I appreciate the calm and respectful way the points have been given back to me, but I can't reply back to this person who runs this nursery account because I turned off comments. And that, for me, is the most offensive part. They have closed down. I'm not willing to hear anymore. I'm correct. And that's why we have homophobia, transphobia, biphobia. That's why we have all the phobias. That's why everyone is scared. Because they just refuse. They just refuse to listen. And that goes for both sides. There is a refusal. And we just drift further and further apart. Which is why you get Donald Trump in office. And then it's why Scott Morrison is able to do the things he can do. Because the media are now so far right and so far left, and it's just all we see. And a lot of us are sick of it. And the election really showed us that we don't want that shit. Let's just vote for the other parties. That's basically what we have said. And I hate confrontation. I hate calling this out. And I'm not naming the nursery because that doesn't solve anything. It again pushes us apart from each other because all it does is the people who are most upset and offended and annoyed at this nursery go on and leave fake Google reviews. They try and destroy a business and they don't try and educate. They simply just destroy. And it's okay to be upset. But it's like crabs in a bucket. Everyone's just pulling everyone down and no one is listening. And that's not how we get to a point where we're all in the middle singing Kumbaya. And that is today's episode.